Do you know your calling? Today, I'm going to challenge you to see your daily work as a divine mission. No matter your job, you are set apart to glorify God in the public square. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org. Hey, I am so glad that you're tuning in. We're getting you pumped up for the public square today. As you walk into that workplace, as you go into that marketplace, we want you to be on fire for the things of Jesus. And so this 8 minutes or 9 minutes we're going to spend together, I hope is an incredible blessing to you as we go. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're enjoying these podcasts, to share, subscribe, like, comment, place them in your huddle if you're in the Washington Defender app, because what we're working on is changing hearts so that we can change the public square. And this is where it becomes powerful, because when our hearts change, our whole culture begins to change. We have been going through a series called Being Set Apart for the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we're in Romans chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Have you ever thought about this? That the thing that you are to do today is something that God has called you to do? That you have been set apart and called to be something today and to do something today. Paul not only says it in 1:1, but in 1:6, he says to the Romans, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. You are the called of Jesus Christ. So I don't care whether you're a street sweeper or you work for the governor or you are the governor, you have a calling on your life. If you're a CPA, if you are an attorney, if you clean up after people or a janitor, if you are a caretaker, God has a calling on your life. And yes, you're going to do stuff for income. And yes, that may be your calling. But oftentimes we have taken this idea of calling and we have kept it down to the idea of vocational ministry. Well, I believe that every individual is a vocational minister. In other words, you may have different responsibilities throughout the day, but you are called by God into that environment to be salt and light, to be that person who brings the gospel message to those around you. And so we're going to talk about that calling today and look at some who Jesus has called in Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. Now, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, notice this, he's not walking down the rows within the church. He's not walking through the pews of the church, you might say. He's walking out and about in the public places. And he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, so we got Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. So I love this, because Jesus is walking through every single day. And you may be walking down those same streets, those same paths that Jesus has walked. And I want you to have your eyes open and see if God might be calling someone to himself and use you to do that very awesome message of leading someone to the Lord. So Jesus calls Simon, Peter, and Andrew. So Peter and Andrew, he calls them. He says, hey, you are a fisher of men. He says, and he said to them, follow me. Have you thought about this today as you go into that workplace, as you're managing people, as you are stepping up to that plate to be that person who is an example of righteousness, that of truth, of holiness, as you are stepping up that, Jesus is saying, follow me and I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm going to make you a CPA for men. I'm going to make you a janitor for men. What does that mean? I'm going to take the practical things that you do and you're going to go after others with the gospel message today. You have an opportunity to share Jesus with someone, to pray with someone, to be a blessing to someone today. And God is going to use you mightily because he's placed a calling upon your life. And so we see this. Immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus. That's exactly what we need to do. You may need to provide for your family. You may need to make an income for your family. We all do. I get it. Don't be distracted by that income. Understand that there's a divine mission that is taking precedence over any way that you're making money so that you can provide for those around you. The precedence is this. Yes, you have an employer or you are the employer, and yes, you have responsibilities, but more importantly, because you are a bondservant of Jesus Christ, that you are a servant to the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and you do your work heartily as unto him. Now, why do I say this? Because we need to be immediate in the answers of God. When he calls us to a scenario, both in that micro experience of what God wants to do of leading people to Jesus Christ, or he calls us to a position, that macro, that outward view, we need to understand that we are to be faithful in that calling. See, there's callings to moment by moment, and there's callings in the big scheme of things, and God wants to use you. Now, I can tell you, I've wasted a lot of time thinking about my calling and thinking, do I have it right? Do I have it wrong? Am I pleasing God? Am I doing this right? Am I doing that wrong? I just want to encourage you with boldness and courage to stand with confidence today that God will direct your path. He will make it evident to you what you are to say, to do, because he dwells inside of you through the power of the Holy Spirit. So he goes on. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John. So James and John. So we have Peter, Andrew, James, and John. John was with his brother in the boat, and the Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. He called them again. He says, hey, guys, come on. You're going to follow me. You're going to be my disciples. Let's go. And Jesus is saying that very same thing to you. Come on, let's go. Today is the day. We're going to share someone with Jesus. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Be a worker for Jesus today that you're going to step out and share Jesus Christ with someone in that public space. And then let us know at FPIW. If you have led someone to the Lord today, we want to know about it. We want to celebrate with you and all the angels of heaven because God is doing a work in this time and in this place. And immediately these two brothers, they left their boat and their father and followed him. Did you notice they had to leave their father too, that the father didn't jump in on this experience, but they left them. And some of you, you have to count that cost. When you follow Jesus, it is going to cost you some of those very close relationships that are there. Now, we don't know if they fell out of relationship. We don't know that kind of thing. But we do know in this part, immediately they left their boat and their father and followed Jesus. So what's our application for the public square today? You are called to and set apart to a position and responsibility in the public square. Now, this is both to the be faithful as an employee to your employer and also be faithful as to your master, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You have a position and responsibility to fulfill. If everything is up to pastors and elders and deacons and those positions within the church, we're going to miss out. Why? We can't be everywhere. There's not enough of us. But if, as Christ followers, as we take the responsibility and position that God has entrusted to us and we walk in that, it is going to be powerful today and God's going to use it because we are set apart, not to do isolation or to be alone, but we are set apart that we are dedicated to what God has for us. He hasn't set us aside so that when people are out there in the world that we try to avoid getting dirty from those around us. He has set it apart so that you will show up at that smoke break today, even when you don't smoke and you're asking people about their weekend and you're trying to fit Jesus Christ in and what happened at church this weekend and how God is so good. He at that company party where you're going to show up and be the sober one and you're going to be the one that shares about Jesus and is ready to pray for people. That's you today. That is God in you today. When your manager asks you to do something that is not legal or isn't ethical or moral, that you are going to be the one that stands and say, no, we can't do that. I'm sorry. Let's go the right way. God's going to give us the answer and the solution to do that. You're going to be the one that when your coworkers want to gossip or slander or have coarse joking, that you're going to step back and you're going to find some good old God humor, a dad joke that just turns things around and makes it come back to the priority that God would have for us. Why? Because you've been set apart and dedicated to do the things of God. Christianity is not a boring scenario in the things of God. Christianity is an on-fire opportunity to share the love of Jesus Christ with those around us. And God has called you to your position of influence in the public square. Instead of debating on social media, you are going to be the salt and light on social media to speak truth in love with the word of God. You are going to get it out there and let your message be heard. God has entrusted this responsibility to you. And I, again, don't care whether you are the street sweeper or the governor, God has set you apart and called you for such a time as this. So how should you live? You should live for the glory of God. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do for the glory of God. Bring all attention to God. Bring all the affection to God. God wants to use you like you have never been used before. And today is the day that you can take the good news of Jesus, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his appearance, that if we confess Jesus as Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we will be saved. So you are set apart. You are called to a position of influence and responsibility in the public square. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you as we go throughout our day this day that you would open our eyes to the lost, the hurting, the down, the outcast around us. God, that we would change culture from the inside out, oh God. That the Lord, the insanity, the things that we are calling evil will be evil, and the things that we are calling good would be good. That truth would not stumble in the public square, but would prevail over things. God, go before us in all things today. Help us to be ministers among our people and to pastor and shepherd those who have needs today. God, we know that you are entrusting these moments and these times to us today. We're going to spend 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours today with someone who's not our family. So God, help us to love them and care for them and show them Christ today. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're enjoying these devotionals, I want to encourage you to become a monthly supporter of FPIW and let us continue to bring these great devotionals to you. We love your support and thank you for partnering with us in any capacity that you can do this. Like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.